The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 94.1 KHSS2 Classic FM. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming to bring you a KHSS2 sports special. Join us as the Fighting Irish of DeSales take to the hardwood for some exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Irish basketball, Mike Spiess, on Walla Walla's KHSS2.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mike Spiess coming to you live from DeSales High School, wishing you a Happy New Year. Or as my sister would say, who lives in Hawaii, Haole Mākei. And of course, we're still in the Christmas season, so Mili Kaliki Maka as well. It's the DeSales Christmas Classic Tournament, day one. Game two is just about over. Mackay's boys are up on Asotin boys by 14 points. There's a girls game already in the books. And in the second two games of the evening, it will be a DeSales basketball doubleheader on the Irish home floor here on the second day of January. The Lady Irish and the DeSales boys will take on the girls and boys from Moses Lake Christian School in Moses Lake, of course. The Lions versus the Irish. The boys' game will feature two teams that have made the state tournament 4 years in a row. The girls' teams are two teams that just missed getting to the state tournament last year. Should be a very entertaining doubleheader here at DeSales. The gym is almost full. Good crowds here on the first day of this Christmas Classic tournament. And there'll be four games tomorrow as well. We're going to go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we'll start in on our pregame notes. The DeSales girls will be taking on Moses Lake Christian. We'll start talking about it when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live here at DeSales High School, the Christmas Classic Tournament. I forgot to count up what annual tournament this is. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16th annual. The first tournament was back in 2009. And then we missed 2020 due to COVID. But it's become a tradition here at DeSales over Christmas break. Get a lot of families in the gym. Get a lot of alumni home at Christmas break. Get to watch their old school compete against some good programs. And that's definitely the case in this girls and boys matchup with Moses Lake coming out your way here in just a moment. 30 seconds left in the boys' contest between Mack High and Asotin. The first game of the tournament today, Columbia Burbank's girls beat Mack High's girls 36-35. So Burbank will play in the girls' championship game tomorrow at 4 o'clock against the winner of our game that we'll have on the air here with the Sales girls versus Moses Lake. The loser will play Mack High tomorrow at 1 p.m. So the first game is in the books, and just about the second game, as it looks like Mack High's boys will advance to the boys' championship game at 5:30 tomorrow against either the Sales boys or Moses Lake Christian's boys. The Lady Irish under head coach Nick Hazeltine are 4-3 overall on the season. We've got a two-game winning streak heading into the new year. They beat Prescott 48-25 December 17th, and then a really nice win in league play on the road to close out the 2025 portion of the season. Went up to Sunnyside Christian and beat the Lady Knights 38-22. Very good effort for the Lady Irish. Their defense was outstanding throughout the game. They held Sunnyside Christian to just 4 first half points. And Sunnyside Christian's a legit program typically, and they had a real legit point guard, Devin Harrington. She's a senior for Sunnyside Christian, been a starter since her 8th grade year, all conference last year. And Lady Irish held her scoreless in the first half. In fact, she ended up with 11 points, but 6 of those came in the fourth quarter after the Irish had put the game out of reach, up 26-13 going into the final 8 minutes. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8 junior, 15 points for the Lady Irish, and Teresa Holtzinger was our Dairy Coon player of the game. The 5'4 sophomore, 13 points, played the point guard, and won her duel with Devin Harrington. And, of course, it's a team effort anytime you shut down a good player like Harrington, but Teresa Holtzinger did a great job in that regard. So the Lady Irish are coming in with some momentum. Moses Lake Christian's girls, they are 6-1 on the season. Their only loss was on December 15th at Almira Cooley Heartline. Almira Cooley Heartline was one of the top teams out of our district last year. So we'll take a closer look at Moses Lake Christian and their roster, and the Lady Irish roster also for that matter, when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Losing a pet to injury, illness, or age can be a very emotional experience. Grief is a normal part of a loss of any bond as deep as those we share with our pets. The Washington State University College of Veterinary Medicine offers phone assistance for people dealing with such a loss. The Veterinary College's hotline number is 509-335-5704. That's 335-5704. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Did you know that the first air conditioner was not created for cooling purposes? It was actually designed to control humidity. Air conditioners have come a long way since then, and they do so much more. The latest Carrier systems not only regulate moisture, they also keep you comfortably cool and improve indoor air quality. If you're in the market for a new air conditioner, ask the team at Grassy Refrigeration for their advanced options from Carrier. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
We're back live. The second game of the Christmas Classic Tournament is in the books. The Mackay boys beat Asotin 53-45. So Mackay's boys will take on the winner of the DeSales Moses Lake Christian boys game in the 5:30 p.m. championship game tomorrow. The Asotin boys will play in the consolation game at 2:30 tomorrow versus the loser of the DeSales Moses Lake Christian boys. We've got girls basketball on tap now. Both girls teams are out warming up. The Moses Lake Christian Lions down to our left in the dark blue uniforms, Vegas gold trim. The Lady Irish will be the designated home team on their home floor in this tournament, with the home white uniforms, forest green trim, Vegas gold numbers. And talked about the Lady Irish in the last segment, coming in on a two-game win streak. Moses Lake Christian's girls are 3-0 in the Central Washington 1B Conference. They are out of District 5. We are in District 6. So District 6, you take the far eastern side of the state, go up to the Canadian border, and go straight down to Walla Walla. That's District 6. District 5, you stay on the east side of the mountains, go up to the Canadian border, go down through Wenatchee and Yakima. Yakima is kind of the dividing line. The Riverside Christian, who's in Yakima, is actually in our district. But anyway, so Moses Lake and up in that area are all in District 5. And their girls team, Moses Lake Christian's girls, 6-1. Their last three games, I mentioned in the last segment, they did lose their only game of the season so far on December 15th at Elmira Cooley Heartline. And they got walloped up at ACH 61-18. And then the next night, they hosted Bridgeport and won 61-19. So that's quite a spread. You get beat by 43 points one night, and you win by 42 the next. And then December 17th, in their last game before going on to Christmas vacation, quality win. They beat Warden, a 2B program, 39-38. And Warden is typically a pretty solid team. So I'm guessing ACH was very, very good, and maybe most Lake Christian's girls weren't quite ready for it going into the game undefeated, and they definitely regrouped, beating Bridgeport by 42 points and beating a good Warden program from a classification above them, 39-38. We'll take a look at the lineups and gather up some information on who's starting for the two teams when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Change is inevitable, and the change of life events is something we all live through, whether it's the joy of a new marriage or partnership, or the stress and emotion of arranging long-term care for a parent. Financial advisor Nick Lyons of D.A. Davidson is committed to providing trusted advice through life's key moments. Life changes fast. Lyons Investment Planning is ready to help. Visit Nick at 102 West Main Street, an advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live here at DeSales High School, the annual Christmas Classic Tournament. As the teams continue to warm up, just now getting, I can see over to my left, Pat Wall, our public address announcer, has gathered up the starting lineups. He'll pass those down to me. Let's take a quick look at Moses Lake Christian's girls roster, just the age and the heights. Their head coach, Josh Cass, they are 6-1. They are seen to be a young team, just two seniors, Santana Ferguson, a 5'9" senior, and Brynlyn King, a 5'6" senior. They've got 1, 2, 3 juniors, 1 sophomore, and then they get really young after that. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4 ninth graders, and 1, 2, 3 eighth graders. So overall, a very young team. Half their roster are either eighth graders or ninth graders, but they do have a couple seniors in the mix as well. The Sales girls, they will start Teresa Holtzinger, a 5'4" sophomore. Teresa, of course, that nice 13-point game and player of the game honors in the win over Sunnyside Christian. Peyton Benavidez, a 5'8" junior, will start. Maddie Ortuno, a 5'4" senior, will start. And Addison Mason, a 5'8" freshman, will start. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm missing one starter. They're starters. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 31 and 32. 1, 2, 3, 31 and 32. Okay. All right. Well, let's look at their starters since we've got them now. Amelia Shopbell, 5'4" junior will start. Santana Ferguson, the 5'9" senior will start. Zoe Ferguson, a 5'6" freshman will start. Clarissa Shepbell, a 5'9" eighth grader will start. And Shay Cass, a 5'9" ninth grader. So it's looking like Shay Cass, same last name as the head coach, likely the daughter, possibly a niece. But you see that a lot in some of the small schools, especially the private schools. A lot of times the head coach is also a parent. So they start a senior, a junior, 2 ninth graders, and an eighth grader. So a very young roster. Now, when I was announcing the sales starters, I only listed 4. Did they give us their 5th starter, our girls? Okay. All right, we'll get. All right. Okay, Lon Olson next to me, joining me tonight. He's getting those starters gathered up. We'll complete the girls' starting roster when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential. But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
All right, we'll get a little back on track here up in the media perch area up here in the top row of the bleachers. A lot of activity going on. Pat Wall, the public address announcer, gathering all the information. Lon Olson relaying it, and then now we're squared away. I also made a geographical error in my explanation of District 5. So District 6, that's our district, Canadian border, straight down the east side of the state, and it includes the Yakima Valley. District 5, more in the middle of the state, still on the east side of the Cascade Mountains, from the Canadian border down to Moses Lake and Wenatchee and those areas. That's District 5. So the other teams in Moses Lake Christian's League are Waterville, Mansfield, Wilson Creek, Soap Lake, Cascade, Christian, Entiat, Easton, Pateras, and Oroville. That's who they play. And we've got their lineup. And the DeSales lineup, will update that. Now, Teresa Holtzinger, as I mentioned, will start. Peyton Benavidez will start as well. Audrey Casso, a 5'7 junior, will start. Maddie Ortuno, a 5'4 senior, will start. And Tessa Mendoza, a 5'6 freshman, will start. Tessa has been coming off the bench. She's had some minor injury challenges. She's trying to get fully healthy, and it looks like she is and ready to start in this one. So Moses Lake Christian starts a senior, a junior, two freshmen, and an eighth grader. The Irish girls will start one senior, two juniors, a sophomore, and a freshman. So two very young teams. So there's the lineups. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off, live action. Lon Olson will introduce the officials to us. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Thank you. We're back live here at DeSales High School. Zoe Green, DeSales alumnus, did a great job with our national anthem, following our opening prayer. The flag has now been returned to its receptacle in the rafters. That flag donated by the class of 2013 in memory of First Lieutenant Matthew Fazari, DeSales class of 2005, who was killed in action in Afghanistan. And it's a great way to honor his memory and his family at every home basketball game. So we've done our starting lineups. The PA announcers will now give theirs. And Lon, you've been working hard over there to get some things written down. We've got our officials. And any other comments you want to make before we get going?
I'm just glad to be back, 2026.
That's right.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Looks like our official tonight are the referee is Caitlin Nelson. And the U1, the one that chops the clock, is Mo Hancock. And the U2 is CJ Harris.
All right. And this tournament, you were still officiating when this tournament started, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it was at Whitman College.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the officials always, I don't know if they still do it, you guys always used to donate your time, right?
Donate our time? No.
No, you never did? Oh, I thought you guys...
We got paid a few coins. A
few coins. Well, you deserved it. You earned it. All right, our starting lineup's just about finished up. The Moses Lake Christian Lady Lions in the dark blue uniforms with the Vegas gold numbers and trim. Very similar to Notre Dame colors, the Lady Irish in the home white uniforms with the forest green numbers trimmed in Vegas gold. Lady Irish working on a two-game win streak. The Lions are 6-1. They've lost just one game this year. The winner will play for the Christmas Classic Championship tomorrow at 4 p.m. versus Columbia Burbank. The loser will play at 1 p.m. in the consolation game. We'll see how those game times match up with the Seahawks 49ers game tomorrow night. going to be watching that one?
I might have to let you go solo again. But
yeah, well, we'll just have to see how they kick off at 4:45 or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Fun time of year. College football playoffs, NFL playoffs just around the corner. High school basketball season heating up a little bit as we'll really get into the meat of the league season when we get back to school next week. The Irish girls and boys will travel to Liberty Christian for a big matchup on Wednesday. We're ready to go in the jump circle for the Lions. Santana Ferguson going against Benavides, and the Lions control the tip, but Casso steals it away right away from Shopbell, and now Teresa Holtzinger into front court. Nice defense by Audrey Casso. Left corner pass goes to Ortuno, up top to Mendoza, right wing Holtzinger, three on the way, got it! Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three by Teresa Holtzinger. Nice start for the Lady Irish. They get a steal off the tip, they run their offense to perfection and get the ball to the shooter for a wide open look. Just underway. The Lions drive the basket. Shot won't go. That one taken by Shea Cass, a 5'9 ninth grader. Lady Irish the other way had the pass tipped away. Now Cass with it. Cass is a ninth grader, but she's their point guard. Right wing pass goes to Shopbell, the junior Shopbell. There's also an eighth grader. In the right corner, it goes to Ferguson. Back up top to another Ferguson, and she hits it from the top of the key. That's Zoe Ferguson, the freshman. So you have Santana Ferguson, senior, but the freshman, Zoe, hits the three, and we're tied at 3-3. And there's a steal by the Lions in front court as Shopbell, the freshman Shopbell, stole it away from Mendoza. Now they're in the offense, Lady Irish with a 2-3 defense. Ferguson, the senior Ferguson, shoots a three. It won't go. Rebound Ortuno. And then a ball slapped away and out of bounds to the DeSales bench area. Coach Hazeltine exhorting his girls. Full court pressure by the Lions. They've created two turnovers after the Irish scored off the steal at the opening tip. Irish were able to get into their offense in that transition situation. But now the Knights are really putting the pressure on them. They get in the front court through the Irish. Holtzinger with it between the circles. Down low on the block to Ortuno. Facing the basket. Cross court pass to Casso. Up top to Holtzinger. Shot clock down to five. Pass to the high post to Benavides. She's tied up. And it'll be DeSales' ball on the possession arrow, which is two on the shot clock. Mendoza will inbound. Nope. Now Teresa comes to the ball. 2 seconds, they've got to get in quick. They will to Benavides. She puts it up. She's fouled. That offensive inbound play into the basket has worked well all season. Benavides comes off a little screen, and they lob it up to her. And the 5'8 junior caught it high and shot it. And she was fouled by Amelia Shopbell, a 5'4 junior. Benavides' first free throw is off the mark. Game tied at 3 apiece. Peyton led the Irish in scoring with 15 points in that win up at Sunnyside Christian on the 20th of December. Second free throw is up and also off the mark. Rebound controlled by the Lions. That's Santana Ferguson, the senior, controlling that rebound. She'll bring it all the way other way. Irish cut her off. Now she'll get it to Zoe Ferguson. Swing it around to Shopbell, Amelia Shopbell. Got two Fergusons and two Shopbells. Download a cast. The ninth grader, and she's tied up by Mendoza. And now the possession arrow in favor of the Lions with 16 on the shot clock. Santana Ferguson, the 5'9 senior, will inbound it under the basket down to our left. Nobody open inside. In the right corner goes to Amelia Shopbell. The junior now gets it to Cass. Cass back in the corner to Ferguson. That's the senior Ferguson. She hits her second three. No, excuse me, her first three. So Zoe Ferguson, the freshman, and Santana Ferguson, the senior, hit a three. And there's a steal at half court by the Lions. Then a ball tipped away by Mendoza. It goes to Casso. Casso behind the defense goes up strong in the traffic. Shot won't go. Rebound Mendoza. She gets it to Holtzinger, who puts it in. Lions lead it 6-5. So DeSales trying to survive the turnovers. They got that ball right back and turned it into points. There's a quick shot by Ferguson, the freshman. Shot won't go. Rebound, diving for it over there is Shop Bell, the eighth grader, and she goes out of bounds with it. It'll be DeSales basketball. First substitution of the game for the Irish, Addison Mason, the 5'8 freshman, will check in. Addison will come in for Maddie Ortuno. Lions continue to press. It's a kind of a 1-2-2 press. They're all in front court. Holtzinger tries to throw it over the top. She will to Benavidez, and she lays it in. Clarissa Shopbell, an eighth grader at the back of the zone, wasn't paying attention. Benavidez got behind her, and Teresa found her, and then Casso slaps it away from Ferguson as they come the other way, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ferguson. The Irish take the lead back at 7-6 on the press break, and now have the ball off the turnover. Holtzinger surveying the press again, throws it high, too high for Casso, and it's going to go off her hand and out of bounds. Surviving the press and the turnovers, that's been a challenge all year for the Lady Irish. Coach Hazeltine goes to the bench again. This time Mendoza comes out, and Lindley Donnelly, the 5'3 sophomore, checks in. Irish showing full court pressure. They get it into the freshman cast. She picks up her dribble in backcourt, throws it over the timeline to Shopbell. Back up top now to the senior Ferguson. Now in the lane it goes to Cass. Cass turns, takes a tough shot, won't go, but she's fouled. So Shea Cass, a 5'9 freshman, seems to be their go-to player. The foul was on Holtzinger. That's Teresa's first on the Lady Irish. So Shea Cass will shoot the first two free throws of the game for the Lions. Her first one is off the mark. Two field goals in the ball game for Moses Lake Christian, both of them from beyond the arc. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. The Irish lead it 7-6, a 3 and a 2 by Teresa, and a Peyton Benavidez two-point field goal off the inbound a moment ago. Cass misses both free throws. Rebound tipped and chased down by Benavidez. She'll get it to Donnelly. Donnelly trying to beat the pressure up court. She will. In the front court to Holtzinger. They'll double-team her. She picks up her dribble. Cross-court pass to Gretchen Ferraro, who's checked in. She has it knocked away from her, and the Lions come up with the loose ball. Cass has got it, goes up strong, and lays it in. Lions take the lead back at 8-7. Now, Gretchen Ferraro, 5'2", eighth grader, checked in during those free throws. I wasn't paying attention to that. And now the Irish get it slapped away again, but it goes out of bounds off the Lions. Nick Hazeltine takes a timeout. A lot of pressure from the Lions. Got to find a way to beat that pressure, Coach Olson.
Yes, they do. Teresa's forcing a little bit too much.
All right. We've got,
thank you.
Got the Moses Lake Christian, one of their boys' coaches up there talking things over Pat Wall. Kind of got me distracted there for a second. He's a big guy.
Yeah.
All right. Timeout period is over. We'll see if the Lady Irish can make an adjustment on the press break. They did beat it the one time, throwing over the top to Benavidez for a lay-in. Now they're wiping up the floor. The Lady Irish got some water on the floor. And get things cleaned up. Don't want anybody slipping and falling. 4:02 to go, first quarter. Lady Irish down 8-7. Each team has made 3 field goals. And there's a full court pass again over the top. This one's too far for Benavidez. So the football coach from he's going to come out. Benavidez, the receiver, got to keep running. When the ball was in the air, she stopped to wait for the ball. The quarterback, Teresa Holtzinger, she's throwing the ball up court, thinking that Benavidez is going to keep running, and nobody touched the ball. So just like that, the Lions will inbound under their own basket. And they get it inbounds to Cass, and she hits a 3. 11-7, Lions. Cass can shoot. That's their third three-pointer of the game by 3 different players. Holtzinger breaks the press on the dribble, gets it in the lane to Mason. Mason dumps it down to Benavidez, and she's fouled by Shea Cass. Good press break there. That time, Teresa just dribbled by the defense. instead of trying to pass it through it or over it. So Benavidez back at the line to shoot two. She's 0 for 2 at the line. So three Hank Ward and Edward Jones three-point field goals for the Lions. Benavidez's first free throw's off the mark. First substitution for the Lions comes in. There's two of them. Brynlyn King, a 5'6 senior, and the other girl, 12. She had her long hair over her number. Number 12 is Vesta Kepke, a 5'4 sophomore. Benavidez hits the second free throw. Irish down 11-8. Lions get it into front court. They swing it around to Cass, and she hits a three. The ninth grader's heating up. She's got 8 points. And there's a steal by Shotbell on the press break. Get it to Cass. Cass lays it in. 10 points now for Cass. 16-8. Lions are opening it up. Lady Irish trying to survive. Lob over the top of the pressure to Benavidez, and she's fouled by number 30, who's also checked in. I missed a bunch of those substitutions. Abby Stanley, a 5'8 junior. And that's her first foul. So Shea Cass, 5'9", ninth grader, 2 2-point field goals and 2 3-point field goals. Peyton found the range from the free throw line. She missed her first three. Now she's hit two in a row. 16-9, Lady Irish down. This last minute's been tough on the Irish as Shea Cass has hit a three and a two. And Benavidez hits both free throws. She's got 5 points now. Therese Holtzinger, 5 as well. Mendoza and Casso check back in, as does Ortuno. Holtzinger and Mason also out there for the Irish. Stanley gets into front court to Cass. Right corner goes to Amelia Shotbell. Back to Cass, dribbling right to left. Now passes on the right wing to Shotbell. Down low to Stanley. Bounce pass inside, stolen by Holtzinger. Teresa immediately heads the other way, eyes up as she crosses the timeline, and then she throws it to Castle off her shoulder. Audrey was running right at Teresa as she passed it to her. A miscommunication there. Irish turn it over. They get it to King. King passes the side, ball's tipped away. Cass has got it, finds Stanley wide open underneath. She can't hit it. Holtzinger with the rebound. She has it knocked away, but gets it back. Teresa so strong with the ball. Pass it court to Casso. Casso on the left wing gets a high post pass knocked away by Cass. Holtzinger gets a loose ball to Mason. Open inside, goes up strong, way too strong. Well, she was open just below the foul line. Teresa hit her, and she put the ball on the deck and attacked the basket just a little too strong. And there's a shot by King. It's an air ball. Mason comes up with it. Now Castle's got it. They've got a 3-on-1. Castle's going to pick it up, though, and hold the wait for Holtzinger. Holtzinger now got down the baseline to Mendoza. Pass inside. Ball's loose. Four players meet at the ball. It goes out of bounds. They say last touch by Moses Lake. Well, four people met at the ball. I don't think Coach Cass was very happy with the decision there.
Yeah.
Irish will inbound, trailing 16-10. Nobody open inside, pass out top to Mendoza. Mendoza still holding the ball, pass right wing now to Holtzinger. Down low to Benavidez. Little three-footer on the baseline, got it. The Sales rotated the ball around. Peyton just camped out there on the baseline. Now there's a ball dribbled off the leg by Ferguson. Ortuno's got the loose ball, comes the other way. Lets the defense go by, puts up a tough shot, and traffic won't go. Rebound Lions, and then a foul on Mendoza trying to reach in on the rebound. Maddie got behind the defense, but then she put on the brakes to get herself set to shoot, and then the defense recovered and couldn't finish it. But the Irish are now down 16-12. They've scored 4 in a row after the night the Lions had opened up a 16-8 lead. There's a pass goes through Ketke's legs. Now Ortuno and Ketke are on the floor, tangled up, possession arrow to the Lady Irish. Well, Shea Cass, a 5'9 freshman, 10 first quarter points. The Sales girls are trying to hang in there, though. They are. They're coming back. They're now down just 4. Swinging around to Benavidez, 3 on the way. Off the iron, won't go. Rebound, the Lions. Has it taken away by Holtzinger, though?
Here you go, Holtie.
Zoe Ferguson, the freshman, had it, and Teresa just yanked it out of her hand and laid it in. Irish within two, inside a minute to go, first quarter. Benavidez slaps the pass away, intended for Stanley down low. Nice response for DeSales. Interesting. Okay. The scoreboard on the right says 16 to 14. That one on the left says 16 to 12. Now they've got it caught up. That's odd. They should be synced up. A pass up top knocked away by Mendoza. Loose ball picked up by Mason. Mason got away with a double dribble, but throws it to Mendoza. She tips it to Benavidez, back to Ortuno, up top to Mendoza. High post pass to Mason. Mason 15-footer goes 14, air ball, and then out of bounds off of DeSales. Oh, well, yeah, a lot of transition there. The officials end up getting behind that play and didn't see that Mason had double dribbled. 35.7 seconds to go in the first quarter. The Sales girls down 16 to 14 in what's been a high scoring first quarter. Now caught out front with the ball is Zoe Ferguson. They tie her up and the possession arrow in favor of the Lions. I got, there's been quite a few of those. I thought they got the last one.
No, we got the last one.
Okay.
I think they're right.
They inbound it to, well, I'm sure they are. Inbound it to Cass. Mendoza knocks it away from her and out of bounds. Last touch by Mendoza. So Tessa Mendoza, 5'6 freshman, is very tenacious defensive player. And she's going to be shadowing Shay Cass, who has scored 10 points in this quarter. So that'll be an interesting matchup to watch. Teresa Holzinger gets a break. Lindley Donnelly comes in. And then Mendoza slaps away from Cass. She falls to the deck. Mendoza ties her up. All right, Tessa Mendoza. So we got a couple freshmen. That's going to be a developing matchup to watch. Cass is obviously a more polished offensive player, but Tessa is a very tenacious defender. Irish now can play for the final shot of the quarter and tie it up or take the lead on a three. Mendoza swings it to Holzinger. She'll fire the three, and she hits it with 9 seconds to go in the first quarter. A Hank Warden Edward Jones by three. Gives the Irish the lead back at 17 to 16. Mendoza knocks it away from Cass. Cass gets it back. The buzzer sounds. The shot does not count. After the buzzer, Mendoza tipped the pass away from Cass. She got it back, got it to Ferguson. The three went nothing but the bottom of the net, but after the buzzer, clearly. So the Lady Irish were down 16 to 8, but they come back to lead at 17 to 16 at the end of the first 8 minutes. High-scoring girls game. We'll be right back for the second quarter on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, two players for Lady Irish have scored all the points. Teresa Holzinger, a couple of Hank Warden Edward Jones threes, and a couple of two-point field goals for 10 points. And Peyton Benavidez has seven, two field goals, and she's hit three free throws in a row after missing three in a row. Lions start the second quarter with the ball. They get it slapped away by a good Irish defense, and they'll inbound again. So the Sales, I think, ended that quarter on a 9-0 run. I don't keep great track of that kind of stuff. They inbound it to Amelia Schottbell. Her three-point attempt is an air ball. It's off the mark, and it's last touched by the Sales. But the ball did not hit the rim, so the shot clock is at 12. Santana Ferguson, the 5'9 senior, will inbound it, gets it to Schottbell. Good Irish cheering section across the way. And there's a tip and a steal. Lindley Donnelly ends up with the ball. Gets it ahead to Mason, to Mendoza. Mendoza to the trailer, Benavidez. Benavidez goes up strong and lays it in. The Sales have opened up a three-point lead. Here comes Shea Cass, the freshman, up court, and she and Mendoza collide. That's going to be a foul on Tessa. That's two on Tessa, and that's going to be Tessa's challenge. She is very capable of defending the talented Shea Cass, who had those 10 first-quarter points until Coach Hazeltine says, we're going to go put Mendoza right on Cass. And now they get the ball to Ferguson. The senior puts it up. It won't go. And there's a rebound by the Lions, and then the putback is missed, but a foul on Benavidez. Santana Ferguson shot that three-pointer from the same spot she hit one to end the quarter, but it was didn't beat the buzzer. And now Clarissa Shopbell, an eighth grader, is at the free throw line, and she hits the first one. A little stickiness in the horn button. When the buzzer buzzes, it stays on. And it buzzed because they brought in a Brynlyn King, a 5'6 senior. And Shopbell, the eighth grader, hits both free throws. That breaks 11-0 run. There's a pass over the top of the press, knocked away and stolen. Cass has got it, gets it to Ferguson, back to Cass, three on the way. It's an air ball, and it's going to go back to the Sales. 19-18, the Sales lead 1 point. Good competitive girls basketball game. It's just what you want when you play these Christmas tournaments. Keep your girls in tuned up shape, your boys teams, girls teams, because you get right into the heavy end of the league schedule once we get back to the new year, into the new year schedule, once kids get back to school. And as I babble away, pass goes off the chest of the Lion player and out of bounds. So Holtzinger will inbound it to Mason. Mason to Benavidez in the right corner to Holtzinger. Fires a three. She's got it. Hank Warden Edward Jones three from the three ball right corner pocket. Teresa Holtzinger's third of the game. She has 13 points. Irish up 22-18. Santana Ferguson with it. Gets it to King. Cross court to Shopbell. Pass for Cast. Knocked away and out of bounds. Gretchen Ferraro is checked in for Mendoza. Sits down with those two fouls. Gretchen, I think Gretchen's the one who got the hand on that ball over there in the far corner from our vantage point. A couple of substitutes for the Lions. Zoe Ferguson, a 5'6 freshman, started the game, comes back in the ball game. And then Abby Stanley, 5'8 junior, came in off the bench in the first quarter. They get the pass to Ferguson, knocked away by Benavidez, and a scramble for the ball goes off of Benavidez. But there was a lot of contact there when Ferguson was trying to get that ball back. 13 on the shot clock, 6:17 to go first half. They inbound it to Shantana Ferguson. She'll fire the three, backboard, nothing else. Rebound Holtzinger. Lady Irish doing a good job on the boards. Holtzinger, long pass up court to Gretchen Ferraro. Kick out to Casso. To Holtzinger, three on the way, top of the key. Hits off the iron and rolls away. She's not going to make every one of them. And now a rebound battle. Mason inside, tangled up with Stanley. And the possession in favor of the Lady Irish. So nice job by Addison Mason. The 5'8 freshman will give the Irish an extra possession here. They lob it inside to Benavidez. She loses off her hands and out of bounds. Jump. Got to jump a little bit. 22-18. Lady Irish up four. Lions with the ball. Shantana Ferguson brings it into front court. Ferraro on her. Cross court pass goes to Zoe Ferguson. Up top now to Cass. Right on her is Casso. Cass to the drive to the left elbow. She's double teamed and a reach and foul. Three Irish were there. Is that on Holtzinger?
I think he called
that's
it on.
That's two on Teresa Holtzinger. So Teresa leads all scorers with 13 points. She'll have to play smart now with the two fouls. They inbound it to Stanley. Ball's loose, knocked away. Gretchen Ferraro comes out of there with it. They got a two-on-one. Bounce pass to Casso. Casso lays it in. Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader with the steal, got on the two-on-one break and a perfect bounce pass to the hustling Casso, who finishes it. Irish up 24-18. Swing it over to Ferguson. Three on the way. Another air ball. Well, Ferguson made a three-pointer in the first quarter, made that one that didn't count at the end of the first quarter, and she hasn't hit the rim since. Holtzinger throws it deep for Benavidez again. I'm guessing they do probably practice that, but you got to run towards the ball while the ball's in the air. Going to have to get some 7-on-7 practice going. Irish, but it did get tipped, so the Lions will have to go full court to get back on offense. And Castle throw it into front court to Amelia Schottbell. Up top the Ferguson's Stanley, pass inside into the other Ferguson, through her hands, and then off of the hands of Benavidez and out of bounds. The DeSales Lady Irish defense has been awesome after getting down 16-8, I think it was, and they've outscored the Knights 16-2 since then. My math is correct. Ferguson from the corner, another three. This one gets rim, but won't go, and the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. And the Irish cheering section is in full force. The DeSales basketball boys are over there. A bunch of other students, the cheerleaders, encouraging them. Good atmosphere here during Christmas break and the Christmas Classic. And Castle throws it over the top of the press with the Lions steal. Here they come, 3-on-2. Ferguson can't hit the shot. Cass with the rebound. Cheese scores and Cheese foul. That's kind of a situation where you got to live to fight another day. She had the lay-in, and then the foul by Benavidez popped her on the side of the head. That's four fouls on the Lady Irish, and still 4:42 to go in the second quarter. So that means the Lions will shoot free throws on all DeSales defensive fouls the rest of the half. And Cass hits the free throw to complete the three-point play. And the Irish lead is 24-21. Pass ahead to Mason. Mason gets it to Ortuno. Ortuno's shot won't go, gets her own rebound. She's got four girls around her, and she's tied up. The Lady Irish are breaking that press. They just got to find a way to finish. And the possession arrow. We've had a lot of jump balls. The Lions have committed just... Oh, they call the foul there?
Yeah, they call it on Stanley.
Stanley, okay, second foul.
They had a double whistle.
I was just about to say Lions haven't committed a foul, and then they switched it to one while I was saying that. Holtzinger picks up her dribble at the top of the key. Now get it to Froh. Back to Holtzinger. Deep three straight away off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound by Shantana Ferguson. 5'9 senior comes out of there with it. She's going to try to keep her dribble. She will. Benavidez is shadowing her. Still in the dribble now. Right wing pass to Schottbell. Left wing to Cass. Cass underneath the Stanley. Wide open. Doesn't even think about a shot. They like to shoot it from outside, I guess. Stanley was wide open. Cass on the left elbow to Ferguson from the left wing. Shot off the mark. Rebound Ortuno. She loose handle. Ball still loose. Picked up by the Lions. Three Lady Irish were there. She kicks it out to Cass. Cass three-pointer won't go. Battle for the ball. It's on the floor. Boy, both teams are really physical. This would be really hard to officiate. That's a lot of contact. Timeout on the floor. DeSales up 24-21. The Lions, I think, have the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish!
Listen to Irish Radio on the Internet at kgdcradio.com.
Well, both teams have tightened up the defense. 17-16 at the end of the first quarter. The Irish have outscored the Knights 7-7 in the second quarter now that I added up. Pressure again. Benavidez splits the double team at the timeline, gets it ahead to Donnelly. Shot won't go, but she's fouled. So the Lions, or the Irish, break the Lion press nicely. Quick pass, and then on the dribble, splitting a double team at half court, and then they have the numbers. Foul is on 31. That's, oh, Shotbell, Carissa Shotbell, the eighth grader. Her first. Donnelly misses the first free throw. Lindley, 5'3 sophomore, will get another try. And the second one is good. 25-21. Patrice Holtzinger and Peyton Benavidez have most of the Irish points. 13 for Teresa. Benavidez has 9. That's a couple of the other Irish are starting to contribute. Shot missed inside by the Lions. Won't go. Rebound Lions. Put back no good. Rebound Holtzinger. Teresa with Ferguson shadowing her. She gets the half court. They're obviously trying to take the ball out of her hands. They will. They get to Donnelly. Donnelly to the elbow to Mason. She has it knocked away. Now the ball's on the floor. Players on the floor. Jump ball in favor of the Lions. And coming in for the Irish will be Audrey Casso as Benavidez gets a break. Peyton sits down with 9 points. Audrey has a 2-point field goal off that press break, or excuse me, a steal by Ferraro. Gretchen Ferraro got her the ball back. Cass will fire a deep three, and she hits it. They just set a screen for her out front, and that was NBA range. And bombs away, and she casted it in there. Shea Cass has 15 points on that Hank Warden Edward Jones three, her third three-pointer of the game. 25-24, DeSales Lee is down to 1. Pass on the top of the press to Donnelly. Ahead to for Mason, stolen by Cass. Cass hits the three and then hustles back and steals it back. She's got it now. She's feeling it. Gets it down low to Shotbell. Shotbell can't hit it. Rebound Irish. Pass ahead to Donnelly. Slapped away by another Shotbell. We got Shotbells and Fergusons out there. I'm assuming sister groups. Donnelly checks out Ortuno back in. The ball went out of bounds off the Knights. Irish lead down to 1 at 25-24. Inbound to Mason to Benavidez. Benavidez gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger, ball vacant drive, pulls up from 8 feet. Off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tipped. Casso chases it down, gets it to Holtzinger. She'll shoot the 3. Off the iron, won't go. And the rebound's going to go out of bounds over in the far right corner. Irish boys coaching staff retrieves it. They'll play the Lion boys in the nightcap of the first day of this Christmas Classic. And that should be a really good ball game. Moses Lake Christian's boys have made the state tournament 4 years in a row, including last year, of course. And they returned their whole roster. So that'll be a good one. Pass inside for Cass, knocked away by Mason. A lot of contact there.
Snuck one in there.
Yeah. 1:59 to go first quarter. DeSales is down 16-8 midway in the first quarter, and they've really taken control there for a while, and now the Lions getting back in it. There's a missed shot off the inbound. Rebound by Benavidez. Up court it goes to Casso. Back to Benavidez. Slapped away and stolen away by Stanley, and a jump ball call. It'll be DeSales basketball. Had a lot of jump balls here in the first half. 1:45 to go in the first half. Gretchen Ferraro checks in. She'll inbound it. The eighth grader looking inside. Holtzinger's gotten a break now, and Ferraro throws it away. Stolen by Santana Ferguson. Now Cass with it. Swing it over to Amelia Shotbell, the junior. Back to Ferguson. That's the senior. She fires a three, and she hits this one. She had several air ball threes, and that one found the mark. That was an air ball, too, but it went through the cylinder. 27-25, Lions are back in front. Irish break the press, get inside to Ortuno. Pass back out top to Casso. 1:17 to go in the half. Swing it to Gretchen Ferraro. Right corner pass to Ortuno. Slapped away, but Ortuno gets it back. Cross court pass tip by the Lions, and then Castle tried. That's not over and back. They tipped it. Either way, it went out of bounds.
Yeah.
So Teresa Holtzinger is going to come back in, as does Lindley Donnelly. I kind of figured Coach Hazeltine was giving Teresa a break for the rest of the half with those two fouls, but he's got her back in there. They get into Kotek, who's checked in. She's got the ball up top to Cass. Swing it left side and out of bounds over the head of the Lions' intended receiver, so to speak, Brendan King. So the Lions turn it over. We're inside a minute, just inside a minute to go in the first half. 57.8 seconds to go. DeSales had as much as a 6-point lead, I think. They're now down by two at 27-25. Casso picks up her dribble, gets it to Holtzinger. Still in backcourt. They've got to push it across the timeline. They will. Coach Cass for the Lions calling for the 10-second call. They get it down low to Benavides. Benavides got her shot blocked. And then a foul on Benavides trying to get the ball back. That's Benavides' third foul.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we got two girls who were both flat-footed. There's a lot of contact there. That's a tough one because it's third foul on Benavides, and it puts Stanley at the free throw line to shoot two, and she misses the first one. And now Benavides will come out. Ortuno checks in. Cass gets a break for the Lions. She's played the whole first half. She's got one foul. Stanley taking her time. Second free throw's up and off the mark. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds off the Lions. So Josh Cass, the coach, says get back. They take the press off. I think this is the first possession of the game where they haven't been pressing. Holtzinger brings it across the timeline. Two players run at her at the timeline. She gives up the ball. Now they get it to Casso on a pass from Mason. Back to Teresa. Left baseline to Ortuno. Pass inside for Casso. Knocked away and out of bounds. Casso was going to try to save it, and they yelled at her, and she let it go. 14 on the shot clock. 20.6 on the first half game clock. They get him out. Therese Holtzinger throws it right off of a Lions player, scores, and she's fouled. So the Lions all have their back to Teresa. They were guarding the key because they keep lobbing it in. So Teresa just threw the ball right off the backside of Zoe Ferguson, the freshman. She retrieved it, put the shot up and in, and got fouled. So Teresa ties it and can give the Knights, or excuse me, the Irish the lead. Ferguson's first foul. Teresa hits a three-point play. Substitution, Gretchen Farrar will come in for Teresa. Heady play by the 5'4 sophomore. Her brother Billy across the way, I'm sure he liked that one. He probably taught her that move. And now we have a violation in the backcourt as Zoe Ferguson traveled. So Zoe Ferguson, the freshman, a tough sequence. She had the ball thrown off her backside. Turned around and fouled Holtzinger for a three-point play, and now she turns it over. So 13 seconds to go in the half. The Assails up by one with the ball. Holtzinger drives baseline, cut off, kick out to Casso. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound Ferguson. Holtzinger ties it up. Oh, that was a take a deep breath there. Teresa, with two fouls, reached in, but they got the jump ball call, but it's in favor of the Lions. Coach Hazeltine will get Teresa out of there. Gretchen Ferraro, the eighth grader, checks in. Irish will pressure. They got 4 seconds to get a shot off. Ferguson will come up, and she double dribbled with 1.1 second to go in the half.
Here comes Teresa.
That's Teresa. All right. A catch and shoot three ball. It's going to be, she's going to throw it in bounds. They're going to throw it back to her, and she's going to bombs away. I don't know if they can get that done in 1.1 second. Teresa looking inside, nobody open. Now they get to Casso, and that'll be the end of the first half. Very entertaining, competitive first half. The Sales Lady Irish lead it 28-27 on the first day of this Christmas Classic tournament. You're listening to Irish Basketball on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
If there's one thing we've learned from the past few years, it's that life can be unpredictable, but your finances don't have to be. Financial advisor Nick Lyons can help you create personalized strategies to reach your goals with confidence. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can be prepared for whatever comes your way. Call Lyons Investment Planning at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at the half. DeSales girls up 28-27. It was back and forth in the early couple minutes of the ball game. Teresa Holtzinger had a Hank Borden, Edward Jones three. Two different Lions players hit threes early, but then Shea Cass, a 5'9 freshman, scored 10 points in the last part of the quarter. The Lions took a 16-8 lead, I think, but then the Lady Irish got hot at the end of the quarter. Teresa Holtzinger ended up scoring 10 first quarter points. Peyton Benavidez hit three free throws in a row at the very end of the quarter. Ended up with seven in the quarter, so the Irish end up on a nice little run, outscoring the Lions unofficially 9-0 in the last few minutes of the first quarter to lead it 17-16. Then the Irish grew their lead to as many as six, I think, in the second quarter. Then the Lions, behind Shea Cass, who had a two-point field goal and a three-pointer, took a lead. But then the Lady Irish get back in front by one at the end of the half. So they end up both teams end up scoring 11 points in the second quarter. We'll continue to gather up stats at the half and look at the schedule of games coming up in the new year for the Irish girls and boys. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
I'm missing a free throw for Moses Lake Christian.
Yeah, so I'm missing some stuff here, too. For some reason,
I've only got 26 for him.
He's just 2 points for Gessner. Gessner didn't even play.
Okay. Oh, wait. Maybe there it is.
So shot bell.
Three.
Nearly shot ball. Two, that's not scoring. That's a shot. Santana Ferguson has two threes. Zoe Ferguson has 1-3. Brinley King hasn't scored. Okay, I think I got a 3, 4, 5, 7, 10. I only have them 10 in this quarter for some reason.
What was like, Christian?
Yeah.
I got 6. 7, 8, 9. I had Santana had a field goal. And Clarissa had two free throws.
I can't tell what he's got written. It's okay. I think ours is right. Are we back?
He's got 27.
Oh, hello. Well, I don't hear any ad playing, so I'll assume we're on the air. So schedule forward to sales. Of course, we're in this Christmas Classic tournament. So the Irish boys will play in the champ, we hope they play in the championship. They'll play in the final game of the evening tonight against Moses Lake Christian's boys team. And that should be a real good matchup. The sales boys, I've said it quite a bit, the late start due to the state championship in football. The Irish boys are 5-0 on the season. The Lions are 7-0. And big cheer from the crowd as Lincoln Ferraro is putting on a little shooting exposition out there. I think Lincoln's a first grader or a second grader. I lose track of things sometimes. But anyway, the Lions boys team, much like the Irish, have made it to the state tournament 4 years in a row. Now, the Sales boys has finished third the last 3 years. The Lions haven't been quite as successful. But they did play sixth back in 21-22 and actually beat the Sales at state that year, 55-41. The Irish returned the favor the next season. So they know each other pretty well. But every player on the Lions roster, at least all the starters for sure, returns this year. So you've got a state tournament qualifying team in the Lions who returns all their starters from last year, and they are undefeated, as the Irish are undefeated as well. So it should be a very, very competitive boys contest to tip off after this girls game. So the way the bracket works, the winners will play for the championships. The losers will play consolation games. The girls' consolation game will be tomorrow at 1 p.m. That will be Mackay, who lost to Burbank 36-35. Mackay will play the loser of this girls' contest at 1 o'clock. Then at 2:30, the loser of the DeSales Moses Lake Christian boys' game will play Asotin, who was defeated by Mackay today 53-45. Then in the girls' championship, it will be Columbia Burbank's girls versus the winner of the game we're in right now. And then in the boys' championship, it will be Mackay versus either DeSales or Moses Lake Christian. That's a look at the bracket. And then after Christmas break, a big game Wednesday, January 7th at Liberty Christian School. DeSales boys will meet the Liberty Christian boys on the basketball court. The first time they've been gone up against each other since they played each other in the state football championship. And Liberty Christian, as of this discussion here we're having, when I check the website during the day, Liberty Christian's boys are undefeated, as are the DeSales Irish. But the Irish boys have two games during this tournament. So that's a look at the schedule. We'll take a quick break and share the halftime stats with you. DeSales girls up 28-27 when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, But our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
Well, the scoring for Moses Lake Christian, Shea Cass has 16 of their 27 points. Santana Ferguson has 6. They've hit 3, 4, 5, 6 Hank Warren, Edward Jones threes. 3 of those by the 5'9" freshman Cass. Teresa Holtzinger is matching Cass right now. She has 16 points as well, and she's hit 3 3-pointers. She's got the ball now on the left wing, pass inside to Benavides. Knocked away by Cass, but run down by Caso. Now to Mendoza. I'll get the rest of the Irish scoring to you as we go. Ortuno, pass up top to Benavides. Now to Mendoza. 2 on the shot clock. Mendoza's shot is blocked, and the shot clock violation. So both teams a chance to look some things over. I don't want to say for sure that this is the first time these teams have played, but to my recollection, it is the first time these teams have played. So let's see how the coaches have adjusted. The Irish girls were on offense down to my left. Now they're playing defense to our right in front of the Knights, the Lions bench. Shot bell with it. Has it knocked away? Stanley, who was on the bench to start the ball game, but played well and coming in off the bench, she's starting the second half. And the ball's knocked away from her and out of bounds. Now 4 on the shot clock. Lions are going to have to get in and get up quick. They get into shot bell, and they're not going to – oh, boy, they did get a shot off it. Nope, it's an air ball. Wow, that was a long 4 seconds.
Not sure he started on time.
Yeah. 28-27, neither team scores in their first second half possessions. Irish facing more pressure. See if they – play a little better in a second. There's a pass ahead to Benavides. Benavides puts it up with the left hand. Holtzinger, a bullet pass on the left wing. Benavides with the defender on her. A nice fundamental left-handed lay. And there's Mendoza slapping her away and stealing it from shot bell. Mendoza behind the defense. She's fouled from behind. So the Irish break the press for a lay-in. They get a steal by Mendoza, and she'll shoot free throws. Nice start to the second half. The foul is on Amelia Shopville, her second. Stanley also has 2 for them. The Irish in a bit of foul trouble. Benavides has 3. Holtzinger and Mendoza each have 2. Mendoza misses the free throw. The Irish were 5 of 9 in the first half, now 5 of 10. The Lions 2 of 7 unofficially from the free throw line. Mendoza's second one is good. Tessa's first point of the game. The Irish up 31-27. Benavides has 9 points, 2 for Caso, and now 1 for Donnelly, and now 1 for Mendoza. Stanley passes up top to Ferguson. That's the fresh pass down low to the senior Ferguson, knocked away from her by Ortuno. Sales defense solid here early. 4-point Irish lead. Trying to get it to Cass. Mendoza's right on her. They get it to Cass. She takes a tough shot in the lane. It's way short. Rebound. Holtzinger. Nice defense by Tessa Mendoza. Holtzinger ahead to Benavides. Has it slapped away by Cass. Gets it back to Holtzinger. Head fake. And passes inside to Benavides. Can't finish. Puts it up. Still won't go, but she's tough. Teresa Holtzinger. Head fake at the 3-point line. 2 players came at her. She dribbled to the elbow. Head faked again. Bounce pass to Benavides. Benavides missed the shot, got her own rebound, and was fouled. And that's now 3 fouls on Stanley. Benavides will shoot 2 free throws. Her first one is short. 4th trip to the line for Peyton. She missed her first 3 of the game, then hit 3 in a row. She misses the first one there. She's got 11 points. Stanley will sit down with the 3 fouls. And Clarissa Shotbell, a 5'9" 8th grader who started the game, comes in off the bench. Second one off the mark. Won't go. The 8th grader shot bell with the rebound. Gets it to Cass. Cass, the 9th grader. Very young team. Pass on the wing. Stolen by Holtzinger. Holtzinger racing the other way. She has it slapped away from behind by Amelia Shotbell. The 5'4 junior chased her down. But Teresa, a steal. Irish up 31-27. Lions have not scored here in the second half. Get to the left elbow to Benavides, and she's fouled hard by Amelia Schottbell. Schottbell picks up her third. That was a hard foul. Schottbell frustrated that she got the ball stolen away from her. Came back and knocked it out of bounds and went right after Benavides. They get inside, outside on the left wing to Holtzinger off the inbound. She drives in the lane, finds Benavides underneath. Ball's on the deck, players tied up. You got to be ready with both hands when Teresa penetrates. That's a nice pass. Peyton not quite ready to go up with it and then got tied up. Possession in favor of the Lions. The Sales has outscored Moses Lake 3-0 here in the first couple minutes of the second half. Ferguson, the freshman, gets it to Ferguson, the senior. She has her shot blocked by Mendoza. Loose ball picked up by the Lions. They'll reset. Right corner, Cass. Cass backing out on Holtzinger. Puts up a tough right-handed hook shot. Won't go. Rebound, Casso. Casso's got Mendoza. Too high for her. And timeout, Moses Lake Christian. DeSales up 31-27. The Lions still looking for their first third-quarter point. They'll talk it over with their coach. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live at DeSales High School. Coach Josh Cast talks to his girls to settle them down. 2 minutes and 41 seconds into the second half. The Lions have not scored yet. And there's a pass stolen by Benavides. And Benavides misses the lane, but Holtzinger's got it. She's, oh, God, she's
fouled. Wow.
Holtzinger knocked to the floor when she went to put the shot up and no call. Wow is right, Lon. And there's an air ball free throw. But the steal was nice. Teresa pressured the ball on the inbound. And the player got the ball in bounds. That player immediately went to pass it. And Benavides stole it and missed a wide open lane. The Irish now play against the pressure. Get to Holtzinger, who brings it across the timeline. Irish breaking the press more efficiently here in the second half. It's a pass high post to Ortuno, knocked away by Cass. Loose ball picked up out of there by Zoe Ferguson, the freshman. Gets it to Santana Ferguson, the senior. Back to Zoe. Now to Cass. Cass gets by Mendoza and lays it in. Tessa overplayed the pass. Mendoza went right by her. Cass got by her and scored it. And now we have a traveling call on Benavides near half court. So 31-29, the Irish lead is down to two. Mason's going to check in for Ortuno. And coming in for the Lions, Brinling King, as the senior Santana Ferguson will sit down. They get inbounds to Schottbell. Up top to the freshman Ferguson. Back to Schottbell. Schottbell drives baseline. Holtzinger slaps it out of bounds. 22 seconds on the shot clock. Irish up 31-29. 4:18 to go, third quarter. Coach Josh Cass calls the inbound play for his team. Cass, the freshman player, will go out to the foul line. Instead, they pass in the corner to Ferguson. The freshman's three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Casso will chase it down. Good ball handling there by Casso as the defender tried to steal it from her. Now Holtzinger with it. She dribbles towards the trap, then stops and gets it to Mendoza. To Casso. Casso picks up her dribble outside up top to Mendoza. Left wing to Holtzinger. Catch and shoot three off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Benavidez on the backside. We got a whistle and a foul called underneath.
Got her that time.
And that's on the Lions. Yeah, Benavidez has been getting roughed up. And that foul is on Zoe Ferguson. Lindley Donnelly checks in for Casso. In the right corner, pass goes to Mason. Up top to Donnelly. In the corner to Holtzinger. Catch and shoot three from the corner. Hits an air ball, and Benavidez can't save it. Out of bounds. But they're obviously focused more on Teresa defensively. She realized that, and she's kind of hurrying her shot right now. Irish up 31-29, though. Pass on the baseline goes to Shotbell. Up top to the other Shotbell. Now Ferguson drives. She's fouled hard. And I think that's going to be on Benavidez. Yes, it is. And that's four on Peyton.
Wow.
Seven first half quarter points. She scored 4 cents, so she'll have to sit down now with those four fouls and 11 points. Irish up 31-29. First foul of the second half on the Lady Irish. Ferguson, the freshman, will inbound it under the basket. Right corner to Shotbell. She'll fire the three. It's off the mark. Won't go. Rebound backside by the other Shotbell. And she's fouled. That's the eighth grader who got the rebound. The junior shot it. So the foul was on
Madison.
Addison Mason, her first. And the eighth grader, Clarissa Shotbell, is now unofficially 3 of 3 from the free throw line, all three of her points. And the Lions hadn't scored a point for nearly the first 3 minutes of the quarter, but the Irish, who scored the first 3 points of the second half, haven't scored since, and now the Lions have tied it up at 31. Well, as high scoring as the first half was, this third quarter is very slow paced up it, and Teresa Holtzinger palmed the basketball. You don't see that very often, but Teresa got that high dribble up above her shoulder and then just couldn't let it come back down. Irish turn it over. Amelia Shotbell between the circles. And Teresa steals it right back. She's on the left wing with it. Two players back. Teresa pass ahead, stolen. Teresa trying to do too much there. Now Cass with it. Mendoza will meet her at the timeline. Cass keeping the dribble to the right elbow. Kick out to number 12. Will fire a three. That was Kotick. Shot won't go. Rebound by Shea Cass, and she puts it in. The Knights have scored 6 in a row and lead at 33-31. Got a whistle and a reach-in foul on Shotbell, I think.
Yep, Clarissa.
Clarissa, her second. Fifth on the night, the Lions. I keep saying the Knights. Played Sunnyside Christian's Knights on December 20th, but that was last year. Mendoza misses the first free throw. Teresa now 1 of 3 from the free, Tessa, excuse me, 1 of 3 from the line. Just a freshman. Second one is on the way, and it's also off the mark. Rebound tip. Mason ends up with it. She's tied up and hits the deck. And jump ball, possession arrow in favor of the Irish. Holtzinger will inbound it. They've been trying to get Benavidez open inside, but she's on the bench right now with 4 fouls. They also try to get to Holtzinger in the corner, which they will. She's wide open. It's on the way. Way too strong. Won't go. Rebound tip. Donnelly's got it. Her shot won't go. Rebound battle inside. Shea Cass. So the Lions with the ball, working on a 6-0 run. They lead at 33-31. Ortuno slaps the ball away. Shotbell gets it back. Pass for Cass, knocked away by Mendoza. Holtzinger's got it. Teresa gets into front court to Donnelly, left open for a second. Now to Ortuno, open on the baseline. She hits it. 12-footer right baseline. Maddie Ortuno's first bucket. Timeout on the floor. We're tied at 33. 2:21 to go, third quarter. The Lions with the ball when we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Sails will break the huddle after Matty Ortuno hits a bucket to stop a 6-0 Lions run. Lions one bound and backcourt to our left. Lady Irish no press shown. They'll set up in that zone defense. Left wing pass goes to King. In the post to Cass. Now down low to Stanley. Stanley tied up by Holtzinger. Teresa with those two first half fouls. If you put that ball where Teresa can get to it, she's going to latch onto it. Shot or possession in favor of the Lions. They'll inbound down to our right. Coach Cass directing traffic. They get it to Kotek. Shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound. Tip controlled by Holtzinger. Teresa wants to push it. Lobs it over the top to Donnelly. Gets it back to Teresa. Thought about a deep three, but now they'll run the offense. Now Mendoza on the left wing. Left baseline to Ortuno. Pass inside to Mason. Knocked right back by two Ortuno. And then she turns and throws it right to Schottbell. Schottbell to Cass. Pass ahead to Stanley. Stanley to Schottbell. Back to Stanley. But she... That was actually Kotek. Kotek tried to give it back to her, but Stanley had gone out of bounds and didn't establish herself back on the floor when she received the ball.
Correct.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
Lions turn it over. We're tied. Lots of threes on the board. Third quarter, 33-33. A minute 30 to go in the third. Mendoza on the baseline to Casso. Casso passed back up to Mendoza. Up top to Holtzinger. As it slapped away, it goes in back court. Mendoza will pick it up and get it to Holtzinger. 10 on the shot clock. Teresa will push it down the right elbow. Slices in with a running scoop shot. She lays it in. Teresa's first basket of the second half. And she knew the shot clock situation. She took it all the way in, split a couple defenders. Irish back up front. And there's a pass inside stolen by Holtzinger. Two on two the other way. Teresa goes in, goes up with the left hand, and oh, it's off the mark. Tried that same move from the left side, but it didn't quite work out for her. Inside a minute to go, third quarter. Irish back in front, 35-33. In the post to Cass. Puts up a tough shot, and the shot's blocked, but she's fouled. Mason and Holtzinger are both there. It's going to be on Mason. And that's her second. It's a shooting foul. No, they say on the floor, not on the shot. And Coach Cass, not very happy with that. 44 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ferguson inbound, gets it up top to Cass. Donnelly right on her. Backing at the elbow, spins the basket, puts up a tough shot, won't go, but she's fouled. Now she'll go to the free throw line. Cass leads all scorers with 20 points. She is one of three unofficially at the free throw line. 39.8 seconds to go in the third quarter. Cass, just a freshman, hits the first one. 21 of the Lions' 34 points. Into the game for the first time, I think, Abigail Huntley, another freshman, as Stanley sits down with the three fouls. And she hits them both. That foul against Cass was on Gretchen Ferraro. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. We're tied at 35. Casso down low to Mason. Mason goes up strong, leaves it short against Cass. Cass with the rebound. Long pass up court to Kotick. Kotick shot won't go. Rebound Casso. Now to Holtzinger. Holtzinger will push it into front court. Now slows it down between the circles. Gets the ball to Ferraro. Shot clock is off. Swing it to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Ferraro. Ferraro shot partially blocked. Won't go with 3 seconds to go. Cass sees it. Fires one up from half court. It's off the mark. Yeah, the Irish led it by one at the half. We're tied after three quarters. 35-35, 8 minutes to go in this evening girls matchup in the Sales Christmas Classic Basketball Tournament. You're listening to it on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 Meal Deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
The Irish will start the final 8 minutes of regulation with the ball. The game tied at 35. Holtzinger, Donnelly, Mendoza, Mason, and Coslin before they get out to Donnelly. She'll fire the three, and she's fouled. It's off the mark. Then Lindley Donnelly, no hesitation, caught it at the top of the key and was fouled by Amelia Shotbell. And that's four on her. She's one of the Lions starters. The Irish girls, the free throw line's not been great for them. They're 6-for-15 as a team. Lindley hits the first one. She'll get two more tries. It was a three-pointer, so Lindley's got 2 points now, and the Irish have the lead back at 36-35. Second one is off the mark. Peyton Benavidez picked up that fourth foul early in the third quarter. She's the second leading scorer for the Irish in this ball game, so Coach Hazeltine will have to figure out when he's going to get her back in. And Donnelly misses the third one. Casso got the rebound, but she stepped on the end line. Nice hustle by Audrey.
A little bumped out of bounds.
Yeah, a little bumperoo there.
There was
quite a bit of contact. Ferguson gets it up to Shotbell. Shotbell stays in the ball game with those four fouls. The freshman, Shantana Ferguson, gets it to the freshman Ferguson. Now in the back lane to Cass, kicks it out in the left corner, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Casso, tipped it away from the eighth grader, Shotbell. Cass will inbound it. Mendoza shadowing her, gets it up top to Ferguson. Ferguson to Shotbell, back to Ferguson, in the left corner to the freshman Ferguson. Back to Santana Ferguson. Now to Shotbell. Shot clock at 6. Pass down low to Shotbell, the eighth grader. She scores. She's fouled by Mason. Nice set play by the Lions. Clarissa Shotbell gets her first field goal. Had gotten Mason on her hip. And Addison picks up her third foul. So the Lions take the lead 37-36. And Clarissa Shotbell, who's 4-for-4 at the line, misses the free throw. Rebound tipped. Ferguson get it, and she's fouled. So the Irish didn't block out on the rebound. And now Casso picks up her first foul. I think it was on Casso. And the Lions are right back at the free throw line. Lions. Ferguson's first free throw is off the mark. So the Lions were 4-of-4 from the line in the third quarter. They've missed their first three tries from the line here in the fourth quarter. And now Amelia Shotbell will sit down with the four fouls, and Brynlyn King, 5'6 senior, checks in. Second free throw rolls off, rebound Holtzinger. Irish down 37-36. Holtzinger finds Castle behind the defense, but it goes through her hands out of bounds.
She's wide open.
She's wide open. Had a lot of wide open receivers tonight, but they just haven't been able to connect. Irish down 37-36. Ferguson loses the handle, gets it back right in front of the Lions bench, and they're going to call timeout as the Irish had her double team. Timeout on the floor, 7:06 to go in the ballgame. Moses Lake Christian will have the ball and a one-point lead at 37-36 when we come back on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
They inbound it to Ferguson in the corner. Gets a shot bell. Wide open. She misses a shot. Holtzinger gets a rebound. DeSales got a break there as they left shot bell uncovered. Donnelly on the right wing of it. Back up top to Holtzinger. Now to Mendoza. 12-footer on the way. Banks it in. Tessa Mendoza left open. The Irish offense was so efficient in the first half. 28 first half points. They've got only 9 here in the second half. And we're in the fourth quarter. Cass finds shot bell down low. Shot blocked by Casso. Gets it back now. Ferguson with it to Cass. Cass and Mason collide. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Mason. And Cass will go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, it was a tough break there.
Yeah, 22 points for the 5'9 freshman. And she'll have a chance to give the Lions a lead here at the free throw line. She hits the first one. She has scored in every quarter. Teresa Holtzinger's played a great game in a lot of respects, but offensively she has only 2 points in the second half. Now she's got to find a way to get her going. And now a couple players step in the lane. They're going to say, don't worry about it. One from each team. The shot was good. Is that the way it's supposed to go?
Supposed to catch the first one, but.
Yeah. 39-38. Lions back in front. Pass in the front court. Tipped away by Shotbell. Mason and Shotbell both hit the deck. They say last touch by Mason.
Wow. Some more pretty good contact that wasn't called.
So the Irish turnover. Mason's going to come out of the ballgame. Ortuno back in. Coach Hazeltine's going to have to decide when to bring a Peyton Benavidez back in on the bench with the 4 fouls. She has 11 points for the Irish, but has not played but a couple minutes here in the second half. Inside to Shotbell, loses the handle on the ball, gets it back and lays it in. So Clarissa Shotbell, the 5'9" eighth grader, now has 8 points. Pass in the front court to Donnelly. The Lions lead is 41-38. DeSales just 1 field goal in this fourth quarter. Only 4 field goals in the second half. Holtzinger fires a deep 3. It's an air ball. Teresa really pressing right now. The cast to Shotbell. Shotbell, that eighth grader, has been a difference maker. She's got it. They get it to Cass. Cass splits the defense. She lays it in. So the Lions finding the gaps in the Irish defense, and they've got a 5-point lead. They led 16-8, I think it was, early. And the foul was on Ortuno, her first, and now here comes Benavidez. She'll check in for Casso. So Cass, a chance to complete a 3-point play, and she will. 22, 24, 26, 27 points unofficially. And now the Irish throw it away in backcourt. Donnelly threw it behind Teresa, and Nick Hazeltine says, we need a timeout. 44-38 Lions. DeSales needs to regroup. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Irish need to find a way to get the offensive mojo back, but they're going to have to get a defensive stop here first. And there's a tip on a pass tipped by Mendoza, controlled by Ortuno. So they got the turnover. Now Holtzinger with it at the top of the key. Right wing pass to Donnelly. Three on the way. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Benavidez. Irish will reset. Back out to Holtzinger on the left wing. Now left baseline to Ortuno. Back to Holtzinger. Three on the way. Off the back iron won't go. Rebound tipped. Cass has got it. Irish have committed four fouls, so the Lions are going to shoot free throws the rest of the way on defensive fouls. Mendoza cuts Cass off as she heads the other way. Down low to Shotbell. Back out to Cass. Cass on the drive. Eight-footer over Mendoza. Peyton Benavidez won't go. Rebound Benavidez. She falls to the floor. Gets it to Holtzinger. Holtzinger in the front court now to Donnelly. Donnelly goes by the defense. Puts up a wild shot. Won't go, but she's fouled. Lindley Donnelly, offensively, she's been aggressive. So try to get these in there. Lindley is 2-4-5 from the free throw line. She's got 2 points. Irish down 44-38. The Sales girls score by quarter. 17 in the first, 11 in the second, 7 in the third, and 4 now in the fourth as Lindley banks it in. We'll take them any way we can get them. Irish down 5-5 now, 44-39. Lindley lines up the second one. Off the back iron won't go. Rebound Benavidez. Her putback won't go. Rebounded by Ferguson. 44-39 to Sales. Now Cass with it. Out the shot bell. The junior back to Cass. Ball knocked away. Picked up by Holtzinger. Mendoza with another deflected pass. Teresa left open for three. Oh, that's way off the mark. Teresa is putting the ball off to the side of her head. She's usually got such a good shot, but that one, she just put it over by her left ear. That wasn't going to go. So see if we can get Teresa back on track. She's not going to get a better look than that one. Timeout on the floor again. 4:16 to go. DeSales down 44-39. Lions with the ball, and we come back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Listen to Irish Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Lady Irish will pick up full court after the timeout, trailing 44-39. Plenty of time to go. Just got to find a way to get the offense going. Lines inbound it to Stanley. Back to Cass. In the front court it goes to Shotbell. Up between the circles to Stanley. Stanley's playing with the four fouls. Now swing it to Ferguson. Benavidez is also out there for the Irish with four fouls. There's a loose ball inside. Donnelly's going to pick it up. She'll take off the other way. Defense gets back. Get it to Holtzinger. Goes off her foot and then tipped away by Johnson. And out of Ferguson, out of bounds. The Sales got a break there. Irish will inbound it across the way near the Irish cheering section. They lob it behind the defense to Mendoza and she's fouled. Inbound on the far side of the court, near half court. Mendoza snuck around behind the defense, a high passer. It's not a shooting foul. The foul's on Santana Ferguson, her first. So the Irish will inbound it, try to get inside to Benavidez. Ball knocked away. She gets it back. He'll get it to Mendoza. Back to Benavidez. Looks at a three, won't take it. Left corner to Holtzinger. Ball fake. Drive to the basket. Dumps it to Ortuno. Ortuno, she's tied up. The Sales girl just can't seem to catch that ball cleanly and go up with the shot. Possession arrow to the Lions. And Clarissa Shutbell 5'9" eighth grader will get a break. She's had a nice second half. 6 of her 8 points in the second half. Including 4 here in the fourth quarter. Holtzinger slaps it away from Ferguson, the freshman. Goes out of bounds into the hallway. They retrieve the ball. Down to our right in front of the doorway. Ferguson will inbound it. The senior Ferguson. Can't get it to Cass. Good defense by Mendoza. Lob inside for Stanley. Off her finger. Holtzinger will chase down the loose ball. Holtzinger, long pass in front court to Donnelly. Left corner to Benavidez. 3 on the way from the left corner. Air ball. Boy, the Lady Irish shooting just disappeared here in the second half. They've got more air balls than makes. Got to find a way. 3 minutes to go in the ball game. Ortuno slaps the ball away. Schottbell gets it back up top to Ferguson. Ferguson to Cass on the left elbow. Drives in strong. Puts it up in and out. Stays out. Rebound. Holtzinger. Ball tipped away. Ortuno's got it. Ahead to Donnelly. Too strong. Far for Ferguson. The freshman has a loose ball. Now to Ferguson, the senior. Out top to Schottbell. Schottbell gets it over to Ferguson. Lady Irish need to extend the defense. Down 5. Down to 2:40 to go. 44-31 39 Lions. Ball knocked away from Ferguson. Players on the floor. That's Mendoza and Ferguson. And possession error in favor of the Lady Irish. Mason checks in for Donnelly. Casso checks in for Ortuno. The Lion defense has really taken the Irish girls out of their game here in the second half. After the Irish scored 28 first half points, they scored just 11 here in the second half. Long pass on the inbound to Benavidez. She stepped on the end line. Now she palmed the basketball. Drove baseline, got cut off, and then didn't know how to get out of it. Cass with it now. We're down to 2:20 to go. Still time for the Irish, but they've certainly got to get something going. There's a pass inside by the Lions. Goes out of bounds. And Coach Cass for the Lions takes another timeout. 2:13 to go. Irish down 44-39. Coach Hazeltine will try to draw up a play. Get the Irish a bucket. We'll be right back on 94.1 FM KHSS2.
Whether you're a friend of Walla Walla Catholic Schools or an alum who received an education for life, it's time to reconnect and make some noise. The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends exists for all of you. We're here to help maintain an enduring relationship between our Catholic schools and you, our alumni and friends. Get involved. Like us on Facebook. Email us at alumni@wallawallacatholicschools.com. And then make some noise. Go Irish! Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
DeSales will inbound against full court pressure after the Moses Lake Christian timeout. He's going to throw it deep, full court. Stanley's back there, tipped away, but it goes to Mason, who gets it down low to Benavidez. She's too far under the basket, shoots it up off the bottom of the backboard, and then we've got a foul on the rebound. I think that's going to be on Benavidez. Yes, it is, and Peyton, as well as it went in the first half, she did pick up her third foul late in the second quarter, picked up her fourth and early in the third quarter. She had 7 first quarter points. She'll foul out with 11 points at the 2:07 mark of the ball game. And she fouled Cast, and the 5'9 freshman has been hard on the Lady Irish. She's scored in every quarter. 10 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter, 6 more in the third quarter. She's at the free throw line here in the fourth quarter, misses the first one. She has 5 fourth quarter points, unofficially 27 points in the ball game. Casso Fortuno, Mendoza, Mason, and Holtzinger on the floor for the Irish. Second one is good for Cass. 28 points for the freshman. Irish now down by 6, 45-39. Casso working against the press, gets it to Holtzinger. Teresa over the top of the pressure, pass down the corner for Fortuno off her hands and out of bounds. You know, when the Irish had their spurts where they're most successful, Teresa, instead of trying to pass over those double teams, she just dribbled right through them. Now they lob it up into Cass, who's behind the defense, and will lay it in. So we're down to 1:50 to go, and the Lions have equaled their biggest lead. They're up by 8, 47-39. They led 16-8 early, and then the Irish went a 9-0 run to end the first quarter and take a 17-16 lead. Mason at the high post with a pass inside right to Stanley with the steal. The Lions' defense has really shut down the Lady Irish in the second half. Ferguson, the freshman, between the circles. May Fortuno right on her. Now Ferguson, the senior, comes to the ball. 14 on the shot clock. Ferguson has it slapped away. Ball's loose. Mason hits the deck. Ortuno's on the floor. Mason struggling. She got hit right in the face, I guess. And now the shot clock's going to run out. Mason's just a freshman. And when she gets contact, she actually got smacked right
in the nose, I think.
Yeah, it's no fun getting hit right in the nose. I think she thinks she has a bloody nose. I don't see any blood yet. But she's going to come out of the game, and Gretchen Ferraro, the 5'2", eighth grader, checks into the ball game. A 1 minute, 1 second to go. Lady Irish down 8. Need a Hank Warden, Edward Jones 3. Lady Irish hit 3 of them in the first half, all by Teresa Holtzinger. Up top the Donovan, swing it to Teresa, 3 on the way, partially blocked by Ferguson. Loose ball goes to Cast. They've been able to shut down Teresa. The Irish have not been able to shut down Cast. Mendoza slaps it away from Cast. She chases it back down near half court. Now to Ferguson, inside a minute to go. The Lions will knock the Lady Irish into the Fortuno. Very aggressive against Abby Stanley, and they finally call the reach-in foul. And Abby Stanley, the 5'8 junior, said, whoa, that was some contact. And she'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. She has yet to score in the ballgame. Lions have shot a lot of free throws in this one. 11 through 3 quarters. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. They'll shoot 9 more here in the fourth quarter. 20 free throw attempts after this one by Stanley. Stanley hits the first one. Biggest lead of the night by either team right now. 9 points for Moses Lake Christian, 48-39. Second free throw's off the mark. Rebound tipped, controlled by Ferguson. Puts it up, still won't go. Rebound tipped, controlled by Gretchen Ferraro. Little 5'2", eighth grader gets out of there with it, gets it to Holtzinger. Reese in the front court. Got to be bombs away at this point. 17 seconds to go. And the Irish will keep running that pattern offense. They get it up to Teresa. She'll fire a deep 3 straight away. It's way out the mark. Rebound Ortuno, and she's fouled. Teresa just kind of bends at the hips there and takes a deep breath. Whatever she had going in the first half, she scored 16 first half points. It went away at halftime, as she scores just one field goal and just really struggled. Ortuno will shoot 2 free throws. Her first one's way off the mark. So the Lady Irish will fall to 4-4 on the season. Their 2-game win streak is snapped. Ortuno misses them both. The Irish girls will play at 1 o'clock tomorrow against Mackay. Moses Lake defeats the Lady Irish in this girls' contest in the Christmas Classic Tournament by a score of 48-39. The Lady Irish will play Mackay in the consolation game tomorrow at 1 p.m. We'll be right back with the totals on 94.1 FM KHSS.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Thinking of your financial goals might feel easy, but do you have a trusted, experienced partner to help you make your plans a reality? Financial advisor Nick Lyons has the experience, knowledge, and integrity to guide you. Backed by the resources of D.A. Davidson, Nick offers solutions tailored to your situation. Call Lyons Investment Planning today at 509-526-5755. An advisor with D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
KHSS2, Walla Walla's Classic FM.
We're back live to wrap up the girls' portion of this doubleheader broadcast at the 16th annual DeSales Christmas Classic Basketball Tournament. The Lady Irish fall to defeat 48-39. They'll play tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the consolation game against the Mack High Lady Pioneers, who were defeated 36-35 by Columbia Burbank. Well, the Knights got off, or the Lions got off to a fast start, led it 16-8 midway through the first quarter, but then the Lady Irish finished the quarter on a 9-0 run, led 17-16 after 8 minutes. Each team had 11 points in the second quarter. The Irish are very efficient offensive first half, led 28-27. Teresa Holtzinger, 16 points in that first half, including three Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three-point field goals. Peyton Benavidez scored 9 in the first half, but did pick up her third foul late in the second quarter. She would pick up her fourth foul early in the fourth quarter. Teresa Holtzinger scored an early basket in the second half, but that would be her last. The Irish offense really struggled in the second half. They scored only 11 points the whole second half. Outscored 8-7 in the third quarter, and then outscored 13-4 in the final 8 minutes as the Lions pulled away for the 9-point win. Let's look at scoring for both teams. For the Lions, Coach Josh Cass got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 girls in the ballgame. 3, 4, 5 of them scored points. 1 for Abby Stanley. 3 for Zoe Ferguson. Of course, these totals are all unofficial. 6 points for Santana Ferguson and a couple Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes in the first half. 8 points for Clarissa Shopbell, a 5'9 eighth grader who got open in the low post for 6 of her 8 points coming in the second half. And then Shay Cass, we said her name early and often. She 10 points in the first quarter, 6 more in the second quarter, 6 more in the third quarter, and 8 more in the fourth quarter. That adds up, I think, to 30 points. Shay Cass leads all scorers with 30 points, and she's just a ninth grader, and the Irish just couldn't handle her in the ballgame offensively. A lot of fouls in the ball game. The teams combined to shoot 43 free throws. Moses Lake Christian hit 11 of 21 from the free throw line. Nick Hazeltine's girls, who fall to 4-4 on the season, break their two-game losing streak. They got 39 points. Coach Hazeltine got 8 girls in the ball game. 6 of them score points. 2 for Audrey Casso, 2 for Maddie Ortuno, 3 for Lindley Donnelly, 3 for Tessa Mendoza. Tessa Mendoza played very, very hard defensively to try to stick with Shea Cass, but it was just a tough matchup. 11 for Peyton Benavidez, only 2 after halftime, and she ended up fouling out with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. Teresa Holtzinger, nice first half, 16 first half points, but she'll end up leading the Irish in scoring with 18 points. That's still a good effort, but tough second half offensively. The Lady Irish scored just 11-7 second half points. The Sales, 8 of 22 from the free throw line. So they got plenty of opportunities, just couldn't finish them from the line. It was a rough physical ball game. Well, that's the tale of the tape for the girls ball game. Lon, any input on the Dairy Queen player of the game?
Well, I'm struggling, Coach.
Well, since we got to get going into the boys' contest, I'm kind of thinking Tessa Mendoza. I know the Cass girl scored 30 points, but Mendoza hasn't been completely healthy. She played really hard defensively, and I don't think she's gotten one yet this year. So I think we'll go for Tessa Mendoza. Hard work on defense. Well, that's going to wrap up the girls' portion of the broadcast. 8:46 to go in the warm-up period, which should be a very, very good boys' contest. We'll be talking boys' basketball between two teams that have been to the state tournament the last 4 years in a row, the Sales and Moses Lake Christian. We'll be right back talking boys' basketball on 94.1 FM, KHSS2.
Now in our 75th year, Dale Graves Inc. GMC continues to be your dealership of choice. While many dealers have gouged the public with outlandish markups during the supply shortages, Dale Graves never did. Please check out our inventory at DaleGravesInc.com for in-stock and in-transit vehicles. Since 1950, our tradition of satisfaction continues. Dale Graves Inc., South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
At Walla Walla Transmission, we specialize in automatic and manual transmission repair and replacement. But that's not all we are known for. We also provide complete automotive repair and diagnostic services and can fix pretty much anything. Hi, Zach Doty here. You don't go from doctor to doctor for your health needs or from lawyer to lawyer for your legal needs. In the same way, we want to be your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street, at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
This holiday season, we're reminded of the simple joys that bring us together. Warm laughter, cherished family moments, and the gratitude we feel for the people around us. At Total Comfort Solutions, we're especially thankful for you, our customers, who trust us to keep your homes and businesses comfortable all year long.
From our family to yours, we wish you a happy, safe, and joy-filled holiday season. Thank you for making us a part of your home and your story.
Total Comfort Solutions, where your comfort is our priority and your trust is our greatest gift.